Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we got Anik, who everybody on Twitch can see, except he's just joining us on the phone. I had a rock joke teed up, Anik, with all the merch you're moving and things like that. And then, you know, we can't get you on the clear signal. But good morning, buddy. How are you?
Well, at least I can see your faces, and there's absolutely no delay. It's a highlight for me during a pay-per-view week like this, obviously, to be with my boys there in Boston. And it's crazy. There's so much technically that can go wrong. Like, I built a home studio for my podcast, and every other show, my roadcaster goes sideways, and we can't even get on the air. So I know there's a lot of issues with Zoom or StreamYard, but it's UFC 300 fight week.
Oh, my God.
And
I can't
John,
wait.
And I remember last time we talked to you, the amount of prep work that you go through is pretty substantive, right? And I'm curious, like, are you in a hotel room right now? You in your hotel in Vegas? Okay. Do you have, like, a book of notes that, you know, your producer gives you as far as all the fighters that you can show us? Or is it, like, proprietary? Can you not show it? You can jump off. Yeah, jump off screen.
Get out of there. Exactly.
Because I feel like, Gresh, I feel like it's going to look like a phone book.
Oh, no. I'm with you. It is. There it is. Yeah, you can see. It's like a massive. There it is.
Oh, so that's your notes for one fight, right?
Right.
Okay.
So basically what I do, and I've been handwriting my notes as a play-by-play guy since 2009, and it's probably an antiquated system, but it hasn't failed me yet. But the first thing the UFC generates is the UFC fighter bios, and then I transfer whatever I think is useful to my fighter card, and then I'm adding notes to that card all week, things I pick up either on UFC Embedded, maybe I run into a coach, something in the fighter meeting. But oftentimes, play-by-play guys will tell you they use like 15% of what they actually prep. But by handwriting all of this stuff, I can be looking at the action, looking at the octagon, and a lot of this stuff gets committed to memory. So it's a pretty exhaustive process. This show actually is a little bit easier to prepare for, believe it or not, because oftentimes on pay-per-views, as Gresh well knows, we'll feature like four or five UFC newcomers and some upcoming prospects, and I got to do a deep dive. We got nothing but star power, you know, 12 current or former champions this weekend. So it's been a little bit of an easier navigation, believe it or not, for UFC 300.
Well, I think the other thing that helps you, too, is you're working with the same people all the time, you know? Like, you're getting Rogan and DC pretty much every time. And if Bisping slides in there, he's pretty seamless getting in and out. That's got to help you as a play-by-play guy to know what you've got beside you every time you sit down.
It's a great point, Gresh. Even though they haven't come out and sort of publicly stated that it's going to be me, Rogan, and DC for pay-per-views domestically, that's always what they are going to try to do. Joe doesn't travel with us. But, Gresh, you know, in our private conversations and Christian, I've often pined for that, right, to have a regular broadcast team. As much as I have loved working with, I think, 19 different MMA analysts over the last 15 years or so, I think for a lot of us, we want that Joe Buck, Troy Aikman booth that we can mold and really grow and consistently develop chemistry. And, you know, sometimes we'll go 2 months without seeing Joe because we're flying internationally. So in a perfect world, if it was up to me, it'd be the same team every show.
So you mentioned that this card is pretty good, right? Compared to, you know, UFC 100, 200. It's like, this is like, they're really going out of the way to make sure like every single fight is like a great fight. What makes it, just because these are former champions at every different weight class, you got a couple of the women fighting each other, a couple of Chinese fighters, I think, who are pretty good. I was watching some videos of them. Scary, I would say, just watching their fights. So why is it so big?
Hit on that, China versus China, because for the first time in UFC history, we have two Chinese fighters competing against one another for a UFC Undisputed Championship, and I don't know that there's any of the overall evolution and global expansion of mixed martial arts than the footprint that this promotion has made in China. But Christian, like Davison Figueiredo and Cody Garbrandt are two former UFC champions. Davison Figueiredo is a future UFC Hall of Famer, and he's going to hit the tunnel at 3:10 p.m. Pacific. That is the first fight of the night. And UFC 301 in Rio, May 4th, Davison Figueiredo and Cody Garbrandt could have been the damn co-main event, right? Like, when you look at this fight card, this is not promotionally hyperbolic whatsoever, and Gresh will back me up on this. We have 13 fights, probably 10 co-main events and 3 to 4 fights that could be main events. Kayla Harrison is a 2-time Olympic judo gold medalist from the United States of America. She's never fought in the UFC. She's going to fight in the middle of the afternoon on the prelims. She's not even the featured prelims. So it's truly an embarrassment of riches. And, you know, I didn't call UFC 100 nor 200. So needless to say, I'm excited to be in the building.
Well, and you should be. And the voice of UFC, John Anik, here with us. You can also see him with us on Twitch. The three fights leading into the main card on the prelims, as you mentioned, Holman Harrison, Calvin Kattar, Aljamain Sterling, Jiří Procházka, and Alexander Rakic. I can't say it like you. I'm close enough. But those three, if you put those three fights on the pay-per-view, nobody would complain. Those are pay-per-view quality fights that you're going to be able to flip on ESPN. And you guys are on main ESPN for the prelims, correct, John?
All 4 hours. So begin p.m. there, Eastern Standard Time in New England, we will start. It'll be 4 hours of prelims on ESPN. And you're right, Aljamain Sterling is on paper the most accomplished UFC bantamweight champion of all time. Now he moves up to featherweight to face Calvin Kattar, Methuen, Massachusetts guy. His last five UFC fights have all been main events, right? And those guys can't even scratch the main card. And this was obviously the goal promotionally, to make this the deepest card in UFC history. And I called UFC 299 in Miami last month, and that was the best fight card I had ever been assigned, at least on paper. And with respect, this one does put it to shame. So we're excited. We'll be on a headset for 7 hours, and just can't wait to get to Saturday night. It's going to fly by.
Yeah, but Foye, as a home game for Anik, is a, you know, in Miami last time out, he got in a car, not a plane. Oh, that's a big deal for my man Anik, who's flying all over the globe.
Yeah, you mentioned the guy, Calvin Kattar. Would you tell me about him and where he's from? Methuen?
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting, right, because I have a special place in my hat for these Boston athletes, but Calvin Kattar is so no-nonsense that I don't even think this dude likes me, but he's the best fighter probably. He and Rob Font representing the New England cartel. Tyson Chartier is the head coach there, and I think Calvin Kattar, at least right now, I mean, Kayla Harrison, the Olympic judoka, she moved to Boston when she was 16. I don't know if we can claim her in Massachusetts, but I think right now Calvin Kattar is the Bay State's best hope for UFC Golden Glory. He's in.
You mentioned
tremendous cardio.
Go ahead, John. It blipped. I thought you were done. You're good, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, tremendous cardio, but he has been out for a couple of years. But he's also welcoming a bantamweight, a naturally smaller guy, up to 145 pounds. So huge opportunity for Kattar to potentially inch closer to that top three and, you know, maybe set up that first elusive shot at the world title. Kattar's been close, right? He's been very close to the championship. Hasn't fought for the belt yet.
So, Anik, you mentioned Kayla Harrison. It's Holly Holm and Kayla Harrison. Kayla Harrison is making her UFC debut, was in other promotions making good money, but now it's time to kind of step up to the big leagues now. And you've got a Hall of Fame boxer in Holly Holm against a judoka in Kayla Harrison, who's Olympic level at that. So, Anik, what gives in this fight, and how big is it that Harrison has finally made it to UFC?
Huge deal. Fascinating matchup just in terms of the combat sports history for both of these women. Harrison, obviously, 2-time Olympic gold medalist. And Holly Holm, not just a Women's Boxing Hall of Famer, but in 2022, she was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. She was the number one pound-for-pound boxer in three divisions for a long time. So, tremendous backdrop to that fight. Holly Holm is 42 years of age. We sat down with Kayla Harrison yesterday, and she sort of intimated that Holly is good at not fighting and still sort of winning fights. And I think that's part of the reason why this fight is not on the main card. Holly Holm can make a lot of noises and feint and laterally move and be sort of inactive while actually fighting. So I think that's part of the reason why this is a prelim fight. But this is exactly what women's mixed martial arts needed right now. Kayla Harrison moving to the UFC. I don't know that she was wholly expectant that this was ever going to happen, because the UFC doesn't have a lightweight division, 155 pounds. We don't really have a women's featherweight division, right? Kayla Harrison has never competed at 135 pounds in her life. She fought once at featherweight. That was in 2020. She's been primarily a lightweight. And she's going to have to make 136 pounds here on Friday. So for me, that's really the pre-fight narrative, the fight before the fight, to see how Kayla looks on the scale, to see if she can hydrate properly. I would never put it past an Olympian like her, but she's got to make weight first, Gresh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so we're talking to John Anika, the voice of UFC. And I'm curious, you talk about all these former Olympians and this and that, and the Olympics coming up this summer. I am curious if there's any discussion whatsoever about ever making this, like the Olympics adopting MMA.
I love the question, my man. So it's a complicated exercise. I think promotionally for the UFC, it would be a little bit difficult. Also, you would have to probably tweak the rule sets. Not that you would have to invoke headgear necessarily, but you'd probably have to take elbows out of the equation. And then, you know, how do you sort of navigate the professional versus amateur component of it and the monetary component of it? So I think there are a lot of hurdles. But you're right, Christian. There are so many athletes that would like nothing more than to represent their country in an MMA setting and be able to chase an Olympic gold medal. So we used to talk about this a lot, believe it or not, like back on MMA Live when I was in ESPN 2009. And hasn't happened yet. I'm not holding my breath, but it's a great thought.
I know that there's, for the BMF title, Anik, we've got Justin Gaethje against Max Holloway. Listen, Gaethje's a fan favorite. He's a made man, all that stuff. But my God, the way the MMA community reacts to Max Holloway, regardless of who he's against, it's quite a phenomenon, John.
It's a great point, Gresh. And it's crazy to think that Max Holloway might actually be more popular than Justin Gaethje. I mean, Max Holloway's public approval rating in 2024 is absolutely absurd. And he's still on the cusp of regaining his undisputed UFC featherweight championship, but I think he looks great here at lightweight this week, and I think it's going to be really telling in terms of his fighting future how he handles this fight with Gaethje up 10 pounds, because he hasn't fought at lightweight since 2019, but he's never been confused as being a small guy. But you're right, the resonation of both of these athletes with the fan base is truly spectacular, and I hate when, you know, analysts like me trot out the line like, oh, I hate the one guy has to lose. But I do think that applies to this fight. You know, both of these guys could be fighting for the undisputed world title. This BMF title is a really cool thing. Baddest mother effer, all of that. But these guys should be fighting for the undisputed world title. So hopefully they get out of this one clean this week.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those where whenever they award whomever wins the BMF belt, like both guys could stand in the ring and hold their hands up and they're going to get applause, because I think there will be respect for the battle between the two. So can you just quickly map out what your next 48 hours look like so the people understand, like, it's not just Anik rolls out and sits down with his note cards and starts calling fights. There's everything that goes into it. And I don't think, unlike last time we were in Vegas out there, Anik, I don't think they're going to be filming a movie all of a sudden where it's like, oh, here's Anik to come out for Roadhouse.
That's right.
And me and my kids are going nuts. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well, thankfully there's no Roadhouse shoot this week. And it sounds trite, but it's totally a sprint to the finish. Our show has a lot more writing for television than the average play-by-play gig. You know, I haven't done major college football since 2015, but you know, you scribble down your show open on a piece of paper, you deliver it, you're not really doing any sort of writing. So we do a lot of writing, so a lot of the next 48 hours for me will be writing. I am on standby in case Dana White can't make the press conference later today. I do have a shoot with our British affiliate TNT Sports later today, and morning weigh-in tomorrow. We'll shoot UFC live for a full hour on ESPN2 on Friday. I got an appearance for Cuervo Friday night. I'll be back to Bang Keys from like 9 to 1 a.m., and then the hay will be in the barn. And as you guys well know, all my anxieties in the preparation, Saturday arrives. We're ready to go and perform.
So the first fight is that you said 3:10 Pacific time, yep. Right? And then you will end what? Midnight? How long will you go?
So I wish. Yeah, about probably, yeah. So I actually go and handle part of the post show as well, believe it or not. So, yeah, I mean, you got to maximize your earning prime, I guess, right?
Well,
so I'll
you're
get
doing
here after 8 hours. And I'll go up to the post-fight show for about 45 minutes. And, yeah, so it'll be about 8.5, 9 hours of talking. And, yeah, I guess midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern time.
So what do you do for your voice? We get maybe some tea with honey, maybe a little lemon in that tea. Like, what do you do to make sure you don't get, like, you don't lose your voice? Well, I don't know. All he's yapping and yelling and saying, Dunsky, Dunsky,
yeah.
Dunsky.
I don't know. Cigars and whiskey work good for some.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think I've done some permanent damage to my vocal cords, and a lot of that is voicing video games where you're just doing hours upon hours of repetition. But, you know, I used to bang those Monster sugar-free energy drinks, and I was a big Diet Coke guy, and then I read that aspartame can paralyze your vocal cords. So I moved over to American Black Tea,
which
is Coca-Cola Classic.
Look at this guy.
I drink black tea.
Look at this guy.
Coke Classic. I know, right?
Yeah. Coca-Cola Classic is really American black tea. But no, I'll drink tea with honey. I'll drink black coffee, but no citrus because that can also go the opposite way with the vocal cords. But I do think, like,
this is good information.
You can, and you guys can speak to this, like, you sort of condition yourself to whatever it is that is your devil, right? So, you know, when Gresh was doing 5 hours solo radio, right? You sort of condition yourself and your voice and your mind and your body to whatever the exercise is. But, dude, I'm toast at the end of these weeks.
Oh, yeah. You know what? After fights, I don't even try because I know that Anik's gassed and you're getting out at, you know, by the time he's done with the post, it's probably 11:30 Pacific time, maybe. That card gets over 10:15. By the time he gets up to where the set is and all that stuff and they bring everybody up there, oh, yeah, I just there's no chance. I got a better chance of seeing his twin brother out stumbling on the Vegas Strip at midnight than our guy John, who is sleeping. By the way, I encourage you, if you're a big MMA fan, go to johnanik.com. All of the merch is up there. This guy's merching like The Rock. I'm telling you, go get the One More Sleep shirts. There's special ones for UFC 300 as well. Very good stuff at johnanik.com. Thank you for dealing with the technical issues, brother. We appreciate you. Have a great call, and hopefully I bump into you out there over the next couple of days.
I absolutely love you guys. Thank you so much for having me and giving the UFC some time, and I'll let you go with this. The highlight of my 2024, Chris Stapps Porzingis went on to johnanik.com and bought a damn One More Sleep t-shirt.
Oh,
so,
look at that.
And so you know what? Now we're going to have to go get one.
No, you know what? And part of the reason you mentioned that, if Porzingis ain't getting a freebie, nobody is, go buy it.
Send some to Leo and Birmingham Drive.
I'll make sure to buy some for a Billy and Nick as well. Andy, thank you, brother. We appreciate you. We know you're busy. Talk to you soon, friend. Thanks.
Thank you, boys. You're the best.
There we go. Our guy, Johnny Anik, he is representing Boston at UFC 300, the voice of the UFC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.